Hey, for those of you who are just tuning in, here a few highlights of what we talked about on the program, or maybe not quite yet, but will. It's time for Morning Sedition's Cliff Notes. The government is sending seized designer fashion clothes to victims of Hurricane Katrina. Three truckloads of fashion clothing seized by government agents for violating import quotas arrived at Houston's Astrodome on Wednesday, so Hurricane Katrina refugees there can put it to use, all except for the shoes. Kanye gets to go through those first. Then maybe later after that they can look. Scientists say ecstasy users are more prone to disease. Ecstasy users who learned about this said, "Hey, that is so cool. You're my friend." Scientists say that taking two ecstasy tablets a night would weaken the body's defenses. Normally, your body and mind will prevent you from dancing like an idiot and listening to more than 2 minutes of Paul Oakenfield. All right. Theater lovers in Afghanistan are enjoying their first taste of Shakespeare. In the past week, Shakespeare's comedy Love's Labour Lost has been performed in Kabul to packed audiences of Afghani royalty, diplomats, aid workers, residents, and, of course, local celebrity Osama bin Laden, who hasn't missed a single show. The U.S. military says that they're close to getting tickets and will bring bin Laden down. It's hard to pick up a lot of the dialogue during the performance of The Taming of the Shrew because it was muffled by the co-star's burqa. Come on.